Lawmakers call to pass Pelosi Act banning congressional stock trading in honor of Nancy Pelosi's retirement. By Sean Moran on November 6, 2025. Lawmakers on Thursday called for the passage of the Pelosi Act to ban congressional stock in honor of Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi's, DCA, retirement. She'll be the opportunity to finally ban stock trading by members of Congress. Nobody made more, I think, than her, Hawley told reporters on Thursday. Representative Greg Stube, RFL, said, in honor of its Speaker Pelosi and her service to the nation, its Speaker Johnson should immediately call for a vote on the Pelosi Act. At Rep. Mark Alford and my bill to ban members of Congress from trading stocks. I can't think of a better tribute than to pass this legislation named in her honor. Hawley in April reintroduced the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments Pelosi Act, which would ban lawmakers and their spouses from purchasing or selling individual stocks. Members of Congress should be fighting for the people they were elected to serve, not day trading at the expense of their constituents, Hawley said in a statement in April. Americans have seen politician after politician turn a profit using information not available to the general public. It's time we ban all members of Congress from trading and holding stocks and restore Americans' trust in our nation's legislative body. In August, President Donald Trump accused Pelosi and her husband, Paul, of insider trading after they beat every hedge fund in 2024. Crooked Nancy Pelosi, and her very interesting husband, beat every hedge fund in 2024, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. In other words, these two very average minds beat all of the super geniuses on Wall Street, thousands of them. It's all inside information. You don't do it legally, Hawley said of Pelosi's acquisition of wealth during an episode of The Alex Marlowe Show in May. And here's the thing, Nancy Pelosi and her husband last year, in 2024, beat every hedge fund in the nation, practically. So, either Nancy Pelosi is a mathematical and financial analyst genius. Or maybe the information that she's privy to turns out to be pretty darn valuable.